This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is 5:03, 89 degrees. I'm Kristen Diaz here with David Rankin. We are broadcasting live in the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center as our expanded news coverage continues. Let's take you to our top story.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The search is on in Dallas for a 10-year-old girl missing since last night. Police say that the last time someone saw Anna Vallecillo was around 9 last night off Spring Valley Road in far north Dallas in a gold or a beige-colored four-door Honda sedan. We are reaching out to Dallas police to see if we can get some more details about who she may be with and the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. But so far, what we know is that she is a little white girl, 5'5", 80 pounds, with black hair, brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a white and blue shirt with Honduras printed on the front of it, black shorts, tan sandals, carrying a bright pink backpack. Police are also asking that anyone who sees her or the car to please reach out. We have the girl's picture on our website, KRLD.com.
Also developing this afternoon, a fire at an apartment complex in northwest Dallas leaves dozens homeless.
It happened at the Stone Manor Apartments just after 1:30 this afternoon. When crews arrived, they found that the fire was jetting from the roof and had caused a partial roof collapse. Following a little over an hour of fighting and a third alarm, the fire was put out. Two people were evaluated for minor injuries at the scene and chose to take themselves to a medical facility. At least 12 apartments sustained damage as a result of the fire. It's not clear how many people have been displaced. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And now the latest on what's going on with the water situation in Grand Prairie. Well, since Tuesday night, the city has been telling people who live north of I-20 to avoid using tap water for anything other than flushing the toilet. And that situation is not going to change until the city gets an official okay that the water is safe again.
We expect to get some results late this afternoon. Interestingly enough, our aviation director for the city of Grand Prairie, in order to expedite that process right now, he's flying water samples to a lab in Corpus Christi to hopefully get that accomplished as quickly as possible.
That is Eric Alvarez speaking. He's with the city. They're still giving away bottled water to people at Lone Star Park if they need it. He says the city knows people are frustrated with the situation, and they are thankful for all the volunteers that are helping out. He says even this morning, HEB sent workers in with a truckload from San Antonio to deliver 80 pallets of bottled water.
Speaking of frustrated people,
most restaurants in downtown Grand Prairie are shut down. One guy who works at a car wash says he cannot open either, and he wonders what effect the chemicals in that fire foam might have on his equipment.
I'm not too sure we've got RO filters in there. Membranes, now I'm not too sure this stuff that's coming through the water is going to plug that up, but we'll have to see after.
A steady stream of cars has come through downtown looking for an open restaurant. I talked to a couple people who said they're looking for a place that's open because they cannot do anything at home.
No, it's bad. It's bad for the oldest. 4 of the 5 days, there's no water.
Can't drink the water, can't cook, can't take showers, etc.
In Grand Prairie, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We keep checking with Grand Prairie to see if they have those test results. Meantime, there's still no word if classes are going to be canceled another day in the Grand Prairie School District.
The latest now on another issue dealing with Grand Prairie ISD. The district just hired a new superintendent this summer, but they've already pulled him off the job. The school board voted 5-2 last night to put Jorge Arredondo on leave. Trustee David Espinosa voted no.
I believe we need more substance in this investigation. I believe this seems like a witch hunt.
The board president voted yes and said this was related to an ongoing investigation, so they couldn't say anything else. But Grand Prairie ISD says it's trying to protect both itself and Arredondo. A deputy superintendent will take his place in the meantime.
McKinney man locked up for the next 50 years.
A jury convicted 32-year-old Quadriel Forrest of the continuous sexual abuse of a child. Then it sentenced the McKinney man to 50 years behind bars. For 5 years, starting when the child was just four, Forrest sexually abused the child. Then when the child was nine, they went to a school counselor who reported it to police. Within days, Forrest was in custody. Police were able to get DNA that proved the assault actually happened. And although Forrest tried to explain his way out of the crime, the jury didn't buy it. Under Texas law, that 50-year prison term is solid. No parole is allowed. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Quick work by a Segoville police officer helped capture a suspect in the attempted capital murder of a police officer. Segoville police say that their officer discovered two suspicious vehicles on Highland Meadows Drive in the early morning hours on Labor Day. Now, it turns out that a guy in one of those cars, 27-year-old Shadarius Avery, was wanted by the Pine Bluff, Arkansas Police Department for attempted capital murder. Police say back in October of last year, Avery got into a shootout with someone else in Pine Bluff and then approached an officer in a patrol vehicle and shot at her as she crawled to the floorboard. That officer was not necessarily and not seriously hurt, but officials had been looking for Avery ever since.
North Texas mom continues to fight for her custody of her son. She says she finished what the court asked her to do.
It's been nearly 6 months since a Denton County judge denied Jocelyn Sanders custody of her 2-year-old son, Josiah.
Well, it's been over 250 days. I miss him more and more every single day. I'm just keeping my faith in God and, most importantly, staying strong for my son because I know he needs me and I need him.
Child Protective Services took him in December of 2023 due to allegations the mother medically neglected him after taking him to Children's in Dallas for a rash doctors claimed was due to severe malnutrition. The family wanted a second opinion and treatment from their holistic pediatrician and left the hospital, which prompted a CPS investigation, the third in a 7-month time frame. The family claims doctors never told her Josiah was malnourished and could die if he left. The custody battle went on for weeks in court, and the case received national attention on whether CPS followed proper protocol and parental rights. Thursday afternoon, Jocelyn stated she has completed her court-ordered parenting classes, but there hasn't been any type of reunification efforts.
I just hope and pray that my son is reunited with me. It's just really disheartening, and I feel so helpless that I'm not, you know, to be able to protect him and keep him safe.
They're urging for custody of her son or that he be placed with family.
That's Sophia Beausoleil reporting from NBC 5.
Oh, Texas lawmakers are now getting a glimpse at the cost of cutting your taxes.
Republicans want to eliminate property taxes, but at a hearing this week, the comptroller's office says all that money would need to be made up somewhere else. Sales tax, they say, would be raised to 22%. Senator Charles Perry, who's a Republican, says that would make the state non-competitive at the retail market.
Because with Amazons of the world, I'm going to buy it over there instead of in 22 cents in Texas.
He fears the move would affect basic services and infrastructure. Getting rid of all property taxes in Texas would cost more than $81 billion, according to the Legislative Budget Board. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan has a new advisor.
Former Governor Rick Perry has signed on as a senior advisor through the start of January session. SMU political scientist Matthew Wilson says as the longest-serving governor in state history, Perry has a lot of connections with politicians and donors.
And right now, Phelan has to marshal every resource he possibly can because he has survived by the skin of his teeth and is going to face a spirited challenge for the speakership.
Three conservative Republicans are challenging Phelan. Wilson says Perry and Phelan are establishment Republicans. Also notes Perry has been lobbying in recent years for casino gaming in Texas, and that would get more traction with the centrist Republican. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, a Now, North Texas has another millionaire. The Texas Lottery says someone in Plano claimed a Texas two-step jackpot prize worth $1.25 million. Now, they bought a quick pick ticket at the Walmart Fuel Center on Coit Road, and they matched all four white ball numbers as well as the red bonus ball during the August 22nd drawing. The winner has decided to stay anonymous. Congratulations. By the way, odds of winning $32.4 million. That seems low.
Yeah, exactly. It depends on the game. Yeah, these scratch off games are like $32.4 million. But
yeah, I was like, missing a million.
There. But you know, Mega Millions tomorrow is like $750 million, and they always bring up the odds of that and say, why? You know, it's a long shot.
Nah. We don't need to tease you.
We don't need to know that.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.